You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So it's pretty much, it's back to school time for some kids right away. And within the next week or so, everybody's going to be back in school.
Oh.
So there was this Reddit post about sort of us, people who've made it through school, giving advice to our former selves, or really to the kids who are going back to school. Like, if you could go back, what would you do differently?
It's so emotional.
It, I mean, it is, but like, would you change it? I think there's some people, and I think Erica may be one.
That
because you're so
it.
Proud of your, like, I was on student council and I did the parties, and it's like, I don't know that you would change it. I think you.
I was on student council. I played field hockey. I was very involved. I had like the best friends ever, but I was also heavily bullied by boys because I was annoying and like didn't really care. So I guess the only thing I would do
you
different.
You really believe you were annoying? Or you were just annoying to them?
I'm annoying in the. I know exactly what I want. I know exactly what I want to do with my life. I'm loud. I'm not really going to be a little shy, coy girl for you. You know, like I didn't get asked to a lot of dances. I just went or I asked someone. So
would you change the amount you cared?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I think I would just try to. I don't know, but like, can
but
you
care
tell
about what? Care less about
different.
What?
Care less about the boys.
Okay, not about the workload you had on you, because that's what I thought you might say. It's like you put too much pressure on yourself.
I know, but it was so great. It was all rewarding. Okay. And I think the social thing, like I would have cared less about going to parties. Honestly, I felt hurt when I didn't get invited to the parties. And it's like, who cares? You have your whole life to drink. I mean, I didn't do that, but.
Yeah.
So you would go to parties and not drink?
No, I'm kidding. I did.
Oh.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't want to encourage anyone going to school to do that because it's like, you
literally so much
have
time.
The rest of time. Yeah.
Do you think we need to do that, though, with the next generation? They just don't drink.
Yeah,
not
that's
really.
That's true.
Like,
it's weird. I think I would have the exact opposite advice. Not to go party, but to pay way more attention to the social part than the school part. Because the school part, your permanent record... Do you have one?
Yeah, your parents sold you a bill of goods.
Does
right?
it ever exist? Does anyone ever have a permanent record? Like, don't get a detention; it'll be on your permanent record.
Yeah, I don't think when you're
no
when you're
ever pulled it for me
at Goldman Sachs, they're like, "Well, we see something happened to you at Burlington High School." Like nobody's.
But to get to Goldman Sachs, did you have to get to like a certain school? And the you know, I don't know.
I think you kind of have to know people, and you know people by meeting them and just being more outgoing. And my advice is more for college, because high school, I think you got to go. College, I would have skipped more class.
No.
Just honestly.
You would have?
Yeah. Because there's way more people your age who are going to be the decision makers in the future in all these industries that are just right there. Your age, it's like college, you're built in to meet people your age. And
that's all you should use it for?
You could like take more advantage of that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Then sit in the classroom. Like you have all your life to sit in a classroom.
What's weird
no,
is
you don't.
What's weird is one of the main things, one of the top like upvoted things on Reddit for this thing where they were like, what advice would you give or how if you could go back? They're like, study harder, pay attention. And you're saying the opposite.
Study harder? Yeah, no.
You're saying study less, pay less attention.
The most successful people that I know from school were the ones who were kind of the life of the party. Like people liked being around them. And the smartest, most book, like nose in a book type of kids, people didn't like being around them as much. And they're not
the Bill Gates of today.
Yeah, but they're doing well now.
Aren't they?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. If you have advice for your former self or a kid who's going back to school, you can go all the way back to elementary school if you want or high school. What advice would you give them? 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I'm not saying don't go to class, but go to the dances. Like,
okay.
do that stuff. Don't be like, oh, it's not cool. It's like, go to it. Because this is the one chance you have to go to stuff like that.
Weirdly, mine is that, sort of. Like, my fear of rejection, it was born back then.
Oh, it held you back?
Yes.
Really?
And in high school, getting rejected would have been much... Like, all my friends learned to be... rejected then, learn how it isn't the end of your life.
That's so interesting. I guess I learned that too.
So then you don't
care. Rejected a lot.
Right, but I was never rejected because I never tried.
Oh.
I literally, any girl I've ever asked out in my life has gone out with me because I made so certain that it was going to happen. Like I would ask 10 people around, like I am like,
you didn't
it's
take
not
the
me
risk.
Being great. I've risked nothing in asking anybody out ever because I ask 10 of their friends, you sure? If I go over there, oh my God, I have to know. Like I
wait, that's so sad.
I know, right? Like I have, and most of the people I've dated have asked me out.
Oh,
because then there is no fear of rejection because I didn't put it like I would have put myself out there more.
It's if I interesting because anybody- like I am with Erica in the sense of I only had one date to dances in high school and we're still like friends to this day. But I didn't care. I left him early to go home and to go to bed.
I love that.
Really?
Yeah. And no regrets.
I didn't go to any of the dances. I went to prom.
Don't tell me that.
In my senior year because my parents told me I had to. And who did I take? One of my friend's girlfriends.
What?
How did that happen?
I don't even remember. I think he was a junior. So and
I was a junior to prom because I wasn't getting asked.
Yeah, so then I took his girlfriend to prom.
Wait, that makes me
this
so
is like the saddest thing we've ever done.
I went to 5 proms.
Would you like other than not studying, you wouldn't change you like you have a pretty
I could do
20 things I would change about mine. Mm. I'd come out as a musician earlier.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
I hid myself for so long.
Because you didn't want people to be like, you're stupid.
Right.
Or oh my gosh, be yourself. That's the biggest thing.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Advice for back to schoolers is what we want. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're kind of doing back to school advice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's partially for the kids going back to school right now, but a little bit sort of reminiscing how we screwed up our own lives while we were back there.
Well, also if you have a kid going back, it's just like you put yourself in their shoes a little bit.
Yeah.
I think weirdly, I have given my son enough advice. Like your kids are the other swing of the pendulum. Because, like, I never got any Legos, and I gave my kids all the Legos. And it's like, so they're automatically different than I was.
I don't know if everyone's like that, though.
You don't think so?
I think a lot Hack of people complete opposite.
I don't know, but not complete. But yeah, I swing way too hard.
The other way.
Yeah, yeah. I just do whatever Slacker does. And
that's not right. True. You guys are actually raising good kids, whereas I just went.
I've only met one of them, but amazing.
Yeah. But they were kind of raised fairly. I just let them roam the earth.
Perfect.
Jordan?
Yes, hi.
Yes, hi. Probably a shorter way. what is your advice for the high schoolers or school people?
You know, it's eat a good breakfast, try your best, make good friends, but always keep your old ones too.
There's a song about that.
My dad sung it to me every day.
What is silver and the other is gold.
Why do I know this?
It has no end. That's how long I want to be your friend.
What is it with me?
Jordan, are you in on that song? Do you know what that is?
My dad sang it to me every day when I was growing up. I'm glad I could pull that out of your trenches.
Oh my God, that's the weirdest thing. I think you guys are crazy. I've never heard that before this moment.
I think I learned it in Girl Scouts.
Okay.
I think my friend taught it to me.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. That's very weird. I never ate breakfast. When I was in school, like I had to go.
Yeah, and I learned that every time I ate breakfast, I was always hungry in class.
Okay, you guys, that is not the lesson to be teaching. I always ate breakfast.
Get yourself some sort of weird eating disorder in high school so you have it for the rest of your life.
Sing the song, everybody.
Yeah. Eating disorder. Okay, nope, that's not it. Nope. All right, sorry. Brenda.
Yeah.
Back to school advice.
Don't work your entire life in school.
Oh, my parents made me.
don't work.
Like, don't work.
Yeah, I know.
While you're don't in get a job.
Don't have a job? Oh, I had a job.
I had it's three okay jobs. I paid, job. I paid my way through school. I did not
high
take
high school?
Oh, college.
Oh, oh.
Okay, well, I'm talking high school.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking high school.
I talked to, or I worked at the radio station in high school. Nerd.
I did no socializing, no networking, any of that stuff. The only people that were friends were people that I worked with on the job.
That was me.
And you need more than that.
Wow. But what if you got to work?
Yeah, I got a job when I was 13.
7 days a week.
Yeah.
To find a balance of.
Yeah, that's what
there's
I was doing.
Too much balance now. Their balance is all, it's too the other way. They like. I think they need to work. Not that your advice is wrong. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I agree because you learn discipline.
And what you're saying is correct. Nowadays, kids aren't working.
At all.
Oh, right. But this is what you tell yourself. To
yeah, just the maybe not work right so much.
Mom, okay.
That makes
Mom,
sense.
Mom, Dad, I need this. I need that. $100 to work. I need this new phone. I see what you're saying. But what I'm saying is like, I went to band at 5:30 in the morning, was in class from 7:30 to 2:30, was at work by 3:30 until midnight.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's that is great advice for you.
Yes. Do
Thank
not
you, Brenda.
Do it. Yeah.
I really like how we're asking for advice and we're being like, no, that's
just
stupid. You're wrong.
I know, welcome to the Slacker Show. Caitlin.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Yay. What advice do you have for your back to schoolers?
Sorry, I forgot you were on speakerphone.
Oh.
Oh. Here's the advice. Like, don't put us on speakerphone. Anyway, what's your advice?
So my advice is more for specifically for high school.
Oh no. She was on speaker.
What was
then,
she going to say?
She said dating is stupid.
In high school.
Yeah. I think
But then you learn a lot about yourself.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I've never seen such fervor to get to this part of the show.
I wish I had the whole segment.
We don't have time for this for the song.
News. News.
No. No. Okay, fine. Song's over. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
No,
man,
you still have to wait.
News.
Good evening.
Jesus, what is going on?
Welcome to the program. You never said good, could you say good evening back?
Good evening.
Thank you. Welcome to the program.
Are you on something?
No.
What is going on?
On excitement.
I am on the thrill of new era of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I've actually
Yes. Tell me why.
No, you can't.
Okay, first off, there are nopes in the room.
Need to know.
Oh, this would be the most harmful nope.
Aww.
This would be the nope heard round the world.
If you wanted me to quit the show, you would nope. Okay.
Stop texting in, everyone.
303-222-5423. Okay, so
I need to tell you what's going on. So, at the end of the Eras Tour, there was an orange door that would come down on the big screen and it would end and Taylor would run through it. Taylor and the dancers would all run through it. Great. Everyone was like, what's going on with that orange door? It's very weird. Then she started incorporating.
Okay, so quick disclosure. I was at the show.
Do you remember the orange door?
I don't. And even if I did, I wouldn't be wondering what's going on.
It stood out so much. Aaron gets it. It stood out so much.
Aaron gets it. You Swifties just drink. Like, if she was like, come here, put a purple shroud on, put on your Nikes and drink this Kool-Aid, you would do it. Like, you're that far into this.
You know
she
what?
Is
but
a
only
messiah
if she
to
left
you.
Us hints leading up to
oh,
it.
Jesus. Okay, I'm sorry.
So then, you know, obviously we, TS11 was the Torture Poets Department. So people have been talking a lot about, was that TS11? Could you fact check that for me while I'm giving the boys the facts?
I don't know.
So TS12.
Can I interrupt
one
last time?
Is that like pre-check or what are we?
Is there going to be time for anything else in this news or no?
Well, if you stop interrupting me, I'm trying to go very fast. So TS11 was Tortured Poets Department. Everyone's been waiting for the new era. The new era has been referred to as TS12. Now,
because
Taylor,
this has been the longest time since the studio album.
Yes.
Since
Folklore. Yep. So Taylor,
please text in if you want more or less of this.
Taylor posted a TikTok last year And in it, you see a sign that says A12. Maybe that's August 12th. Well, lo and behold, today, Taylor Nation posts her in an orange jumpsuit and it says, remember when she said, see you next era? And then New Heights Podcast, that is her boyfriend or fiance.
Wait. She's got a boyfriend?
Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce, they posted a teaser. The background is orange and in the middle, there's a little silhouette that kind of looks like Taylor, and it's coming out on the 13th. So Swifties believe we're getting news of a new era tomorrow.
Wait, so can I just, okay. help us non-Swifties. It's crucial to state this before the Swifties come after me. I love Taylor Swift.
Sure.
I'm just not weird about it.
Like, you put your clown noses on.
I like to listen to her. Like, 89 was a great album front to back.
1989.
Okay, sorry. Reputation, pretty good front to back. Like, Red is one of my favorite albums ever made.
Thank you. That's
what a great album that is. Yeah. Okay, but relax. What? Like, no, you don't have to drink the Kool-Aid this hard.
There's something so fun about it because she is the only person that does all of these clues and like really gets involved and tricks you. And like, she is a mastermind.
Okay, so this is what I was going to ask. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but each album isn't an era in of it.
Yes, itself. It is.
That's what
it
I was going to ask. Yeah. Why the era? I thought
there was an era of like country her.
No.
And that has a few albums in it.
The Eras tour was she did each album in its own little pocket. Those were the eras. Where have you been? Yeah.
I really felt like the country was an era. And then sort of Red was an in-between era.
Do you mean genre?
Yeah, you're thinking genres. Yeah,
I know, but I thought the genres were the eras. No. So like, then 1989 was kind of her poppy, and then Reputation was like, she's mad at the world.
Actually, she was falling in love with that album if you really listen to it, but that's fine.
That's why she had such a hard time re-recording it.
And she couldn't do it. She didn't put it out.
Yep.
So anyway.
Okay.
So breaking news, musical artist might release music.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Oh, that is tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, we might get the announcement tomorrow, and then is she going to be on New Heights on the 13th? Stay here to find out.
Okay. So the orange door.
The eras all have a color that goes with them, and orange would be this era. Yep. Big day for redheads.
Yep.
Okay.
Whose story was that? You got a tag team, that one.
Do we think she bought this orange suit or whatever way back when, and then was like, I'm going to put an orange door, or like,
yes.
You think she thinks this far ahead about everything?
Yeah.
Or do you think the fans fill in the blanks for her a little bit and she goes, they really picked up on that orange thing?
Probably I guess I'll
double down.
But the orange door means something else entirely. I can't even get into that. Like, there was a whole other piece of the orange door, karma. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Oh, the whole scrap album.
Could it be the fact? Good evening.
Good evening.
Could it be that
we're out of time.
Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift reportedly house hunting in Cleveland.
I heard about this!
Could be a door. Cleveland Browns, their colors, orange. Could be something to do with that. Maybe they
thought of that too, because New Heights, they're very Ohio-based people, right?
Mm-hmm.
The boys are, the Kelce brothers.
They grew up there. So could that...
And why is Ohio so orange? Because the Browns are orange and the Bengals are orange and black. There's an orange thing about...
It feels weird that the Browns are orange. Can we just say it?
I was thinking that as well.
There is an irony to
that. There's a real missed opportunity.
What color should we be? How will we choose? Well,
oh, man.
Okay. Well, I mean, we kind of have time for like maybe one more.
Good evening.
But if I swear...
It's music news as well.
I hope it's what I think it is.
Have y'all seen Ellie Goulding recently?
Oh, that's not what I think it is. No.
I don't know where she performed. My TikTok is full of it. But like her arms, I need her workout routine.
Is she jacked now?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She could take people out.
Okay.
She's at the point where she's not flexing and there's so much definition.
This was the music news?
Yep.
You're not even.
She's in her arms era.
Dumb.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Congrats, everyone. We made the flight. You all made it on time.
Oh, just barely.
Yeah, okay. So we traveled together and... Right. Like, I thought it went really well, but you guys seemed to have some issues.
It did go really well, but there were a lot of alarming things.
What is alarming?
Well, first off, the amount of people that messaged me, probably Erica, the Slacker Show page, T-Hack himself saying T-Hack raw dogging is insane.
Oh, I did not get any of these.
He did. Raw dog. It was weird to have raw dog on a plane. Why'd you do that?
Because you got to test your mind sometimes. You know, we live a very, you got to just push it to the limit.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, why not?
It is 2025. Like, all manners of media are available. Mm-hmm. You should, like, you don't have to do that.
Not even noise-canceling headphones to, like, get quiet.
Nothing, just like.
Sit and stare ahead. There wasn't even the screen on the back of the.
No, nobody does that anymore. Planes don't do that anymore.
Yeah, they do. Have you ever been on a Delta plane?
They have games on them.
You ever been on United?
They're starting to drop it.
No, United just released new planes with new 4K screens.
Only in first class. Mm.
No.
Really?
My fiance's traveling today, and he was like, I'm on this new plane. Mm.
Our plane home was so new. It was, May?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was on a different flight.
There's a thing
home
on the outside of the plane where you can tell when it was built.
I don't know if I'd want to be on a plane that new. Have they test run it?
It was a Max 8, too.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was a dope plane. And we got exit row.
Are you trying to rub it in my face that I traveled home separately from you?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got to cuddle my puppy for an extra night, so yeah.
And needed all those distractions while you did it. Come on. Okay. Test yourself.
Well, I was reading like a racy book.
You were?
While you all were doing other things.
Were you reading like soft porn or something?
Like intentionally. I was reading a book and it took an interesting turn. I was reading Hotter in the Hamptons by Tinks. If anyone knows, they know. Hmm. I will put
you
it that way.
Thought it took a turn and the title is Hotter in the Hamptons?
If you've ever heard Tinks's podcast, you would understand. Like, I think she's, well, I heard her a long time ago when she sucked.
She's good, pretty good now, and now she's an author.
Okay. So raw dogging. That's what we're like, that's one thing. What was the word? Like, I thought, what are you talking? I thought we bonded as a group.
We did. I was chilling there in middle seat because I'm 5'2", playing Zelda. And I look over and Slacker is doing his dumb little plane thing and just shoving it into the ground.
Flight simulator.
Yeah, I was playing a flight simulator game and intentionally crashing the plane.
And you look at us and you laugh and you just drag the arrow over. It was so diabolical.
Imagine not wanting to be on a plane with you.
And then there was one time where you took off. It was like the island landscape and you just straight up into the hill.
Yeah.
I liked that. That was what is wrong
with the occasional plane crash while you're on a plane.
And then that's you were not throwing funny. The pretzels at Erica across me. God.
Yes, for being the oldest man on this show, you sure behave like a real 14-year-old boy.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, OPP, you can get them on the ODC.
Nope.
Okay.
AUDACY.
Odyssey app is where all the old OPPs live.
Mm-hmm. Today we have Tiffany. She's pregnant, so congratulations.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's not fair for you to just slip it in.
Sorry.
Like you, okay.
But are you, I don't know, but she wants her husband to step up a little more.
Oh, okay. Tiffany?
Yay.
We solved yours already. It sounds like he already did step up.
Yeah, I guess you'd say maybe. But yeah, I am pregnant with my first child.
Congratulations. That's where
Thank
that goes.
You.
Right
yeah.
there.
Slacker had something he wanted to say.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you be nice for a minute?
We're excited.
We have a pregnant woman on the line.
Okay, yeah, sorry. And how is he not stepping up?
All right. Well, okay, so my due date is coming up. It's like, you know, it feels like it's getting here so fast.
Okay.
And my mama bear instincts, so you would say, are like starting to kick in.
Oh, a little nesting happening maybe?
Kind of. It's more like protection. Like I just am feeling very, I don't know, protective over this baby that we, you know, have not had yet.
That makes sense.
I'm like that with my dog. I get it.
And so I don't know. I've been wanting my husband to get a gun to protect the family.
That escalated quickly.
We heard you correctly, to get a gun?
Yes. I want to feel protected in my house with my family. Like, I'm carrying this baby. I'm about to go through, you know, and deliver it. You know, that's my job. And his job is to protect the family. And so I would, you know, that's the least he can do is handle that for us.
Prior to this, you were not gun people, I'm assuming?
We didn't own one. I guess I didn't feel the need for it. Like, but now that I'm just, you know, I don't know, now that I'm pregnant, I'm just having a different feeling about the world, knowing that I'm going to have a child and we have to protect it and keep everything safe.
And so I'm assuming you're not calling us to get advice on how to ask him. You've probably already asked him and he's like, no, or
is what? He open to it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, I'm just, he's not willing right now to buy one. My father can't believe that we don't already have one yet. You know, like he believes also that once we have something worth protecting, you need to do what you can to keep it safe. And I want to know. I do want to know how to get my husband to agree with me and hopefully get a gun.
Are you saying to him, oh boy, like full disclosure, I did this exact thing. I got a gun when I had kids.
It's so just kind of a natural mental.
You're just like, somebody breaks into my house and wants to steal my guitars. Have fun. I don't want you to, but like, have fun. Somebody breaks into my house and does anything in the vicinity of my children. You're not leaving.
Here's the question I want to ask Tiffany. Do you really feel, and I am not a gun owner myself, so I don't know the answer to this. Do you feel like if something was going down, your husband would have the time, the time, really, to go get the gun, load it, all the things, and be ready to protect? Like, is that the best option?
I mean, assuming he would have it in a way that it would be accessible for him and not, you know, and something that he keeps on his mind.
I think that is always the fine line because you want it there ready to go quickly, but then the more ready to go it is, the more
unsafe.
Yeah, exactly. Like you don't like the safest place. Well, is in a safe in the garage or something. But like, it's
not. Do you want to hear the craziest thing in the world? Do you know where you should put your gun? This is insane.
In the kids' room.
In the kids' room.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Because your instinct, you put it in it like a gun safe, like a little fingerprint safe, the kids' room. Because you go, when something happens, you go running to your kids' room first to make sure they're safe. And that once you're in there, you need your tools in that room.
Right, but it cannot be accessible.
No, you
ready
don't just
to
have
roll.
It hanging from a mobile over their
crib. That's kind of how I pictured it.
You know, I mean, it's like,
I'm super uneducated on this, and I wonder if someday, while pregnant, hopefully in the future, not now, I'm going to wake up and be like, we need a gun.
I'm surprised. I'm not being facetious when I say this. I'm surprised the way you obsess about your dog that you don't already have one.
I wouldn't say there's not one in the home.
Okay.
I do not have one. Okay. Nor do I know where ours is.
Well, that's going to come in handy.
I don't want to know.
It's probably in, you know, it's in your room. You're the kid being fooled.
Let me give the phone number 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I would say here's the part that's ugly that I don't like, Tiffany. You've probably made it worse at this point by saying, my dad says you need to get a gun.
Yeah.
You've just like ripped masculinity or like what's
the man card is gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any autonomy he has over this decision is gone because you're like, daddy said.
His decision?
Yeah.
Okay.
But also, boys, settle. Get over it.
Okay. But what if she's pregnant and he wakes up one day and goes, I think we should have a gun. And she's like, I don't want a gun.
Then boys, settle. Listen to your wife.
Okay, see, that's not fair.
No.
You can't have it both ways.
I'm also really curious if other moms have felt this. If there's like kind of a moment when you go, and it flips.
Where you've been anti-gun kind of your whole life, and then all of a sudden you go, oh my God.
Or even just uncomfortable with them. Like, you know, there's a spectrum of gun ownership. Yeah.
I'm a little jealous, to be honest, because I think like my wife will, I'll still like find the back door unlocked. Or like I still have to do kind of the... I mean, she's gotten way better, to give her credit, but I have to do the sweep.
Because
sure.
She's
just a little, like, I mean, she's dealing with the kids all day. So they're in and out, and then she moves on, and it's kind of like, oh, that back door's got to lock that.
Huh.
And so I like that Tiffany's already, like, thinking ahead. My wife's going to kill me.
Yeah, I was like, you just dug yourself in a hole. I'm also shot.
Okay. All right, so you want to know how to get your husband over this hump and go.
Yes.
And you don't want to go buy it. You want him to do it.
Yes. Yeah, I do. I want him to take care of this.
Mm-hmm. Why can't you do it?
Yeah, I was going to ask, why wouldn't you want to take classes as well?
Oh, well, yeah. I'm not going to do that while I'm pregnant, right. I don't think.
Yeah, you don't want to be blasting a gun on the range when you're...
Mm. Tiffany, you're pretty smart there.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but after the baby.
I know. And I guess it reads weird to be in Bass Pro Shops, like,
9 months pregnant.
Tiffany, hang on. I don't. Okay. We'll get you an answer. Like,
will we?
I think we will. Like, I think you asked the right question. I think there's other people who, in some part of their life, just decided. Man, I'm switching my thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you...
Is it one of those weird things? To me, it's like insurance, where it's like the best case scenario is that you never use it. You pay,
right.
You pay a bunch of money all your whole life and you never have to use it. That's correct. Best case. And same with the gun. It's like you don't need it until you might need it.
I mean, I pray I'll never use mine, but I have swept my house one time with it.
Really?
When I heard something in the middle of the night. And you're just, and like, it's just a really loud sound that had to be a person. And I'm like,
what was it?
A huge piece of art fell off the wall.
So,
But you're walking around going, oh my God, please don't make me do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
How many holes did you put in the painting?
I didn't put any, but like,
it gives me goosebumps just thinking about it.
It's crazy. 'Cause
I've done the sweep of the house with a baseball bat
or a knife.
And but
knife is close contact. You don't want to be that close to the person who just broke into the house.
Yeah.
In baseball, I'm not playing for the Rockies. I don't know what I'm really.
Oh God. Yeah. All right. So how do we get Tiffany a firearm? I think it's really weird to go like, I just think it's unfair for her to go, we need a gun, go get it. It's like, then you go get it.
Well, we need a gun, go get it. By the way, it's 'cause my dad thinks we need it.
Right.
It's tough. Especially if you've always been on the same page of not
being a gun person and now.
Yeah.
But
that's
this
why you
got to
be smart with it.
All right. How does Tiffany get her man to get armed? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is turning into somewhat of a heated topic here. Tiffany is pregnant. She's doing all the pregnant things, nesting and whatnot, but Mama Bear has kicked in and she wants a firearm in the house. And it's also, which is fine. You can go through, I mean, like, we're not even debating gun pro, not anti, but it's like, she's allowed to do that. But then she's like, you have to go buy it. She wants her husband to go buy it.
Yeah.
And she also said, my dad said you need to deal with this. So then there's just these layers where it's like emasculating to him.
And her husband is not comfortable with it.
Right.
You can't force someone to do that.
Yeah.
So the texts are coming in hot.
And hot.
The calls are coming in hot. Patrick?
Yai.
What do you think?
I've been a firearm instructor for 13 years, and I'm telling you that is a mistake. I've seen every situation play out you can possibly imagine with going to college, babies, roommates, adoption, divorce. This is a bad idea. This is a very
You're
bad
a gun
idea.
Instructor and you're telling them not to get a gun.
I've had a firearm next to my bedside since I was 10 years old. My father was a firearm instructor. I'm a huge gun advocate. This is a horrible idea.
Why?
It's no good. Unless all adults that control the house are on board with the youth
and are going to take the classes.
It is extremely dangerous. Even if he caves and gives in, having that firearm in the house, no matter where you put it, no matter how locked up it is, if he's not on board and believes in this concept, this is what makes the news. This is why people freak out about guns. This is no good.
Because if he's not really into it, but then he goes and gets it, but he's not handling it properly, he could misfire, the intruder could shoot him with it.
He goes to show someone. He goes to pull it out and clean it. He goes to, if he's not on board, take a few classes, do some research, go to the range. And I did this when I got married. If father-in-law is Rambo and all gunslinging, ready to rock, go to the range. It'll be a nice father-in-law, son-in-law. Have that kind of instruction, have that kind of introduction, but do not bring a firearm into the home until all adults that control the house are ready to go.
Wow. Well said, Patrick. Thank you for your advice. Danielle?
Yes.
What do you think?
I think this decision needs to be his decision, because they are buying that gun for protection, and protection means you're going to be using it to kill somebody. And he's got to be in the right mental state to use it to know that that is what's going to happen. Otherwise, he's going to get them hurt.
So if he chooses no, then it just doesn't happen.
Unfortunately, correct.
Because I kind of get that.
If he's going to be the one that has to use it, he has to be the one mentally okay with knowing he's using it to kill somebody.
Yeah.
You can't save your husband. You have to do it.
Right.
If you want to make that choice, she could make that choice.
Because then they'll kill you. Yep.
She can't force her husband to be like, I'm comfortable with that.
She wants to do it. Yeah, I agree totally. If she wants to do it and she's okay knowing that's what protection means, then she needs to get it. But if he is not 100% bought in on that, then he's just going to get them hurt by owning it.
Yeah.
But what about the bump in the night? It's like, honey, go check on it. And you're like, I don't want to. You go. I don't want to. Like, it's like, but yeah, I'm telling you to do it. I'm the wife, and I'm telling you to go to do this.
And we do go.
I mean, so is this where he doesn't want to, but
it would be
your wife
best.
Really wants you to do it. Do you have to suck it up and do it? Like, just like I'm just as scared when I hear the bump in the basement or whatever. But
the alternative, sending her, is worse.
Right. I'm not. Doing
I don't want to go.
Right.
But I certainly don't want you to go.
And my kids just won't go. But
my gosh,
how are they going now though? Without the kid, what happens today if she wasn't pregnant? What's happening when somebody when they hear that noise?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's why do you change it for having a child?
You just. Yeah. It's so hard to put your finger on. But like I was saying, if somebody broke in for my guitars, like I love my guitars. But
they're not your child.
This thing happens when it's your kid, and it's like, I actually have something to live for. I have something to protect. And I'd do anything to like stop whatever's. But when you say, you know, you have to kill somebody, I'm like, I'm not thinking
that.
I don't want to do that.
Right.
But if it's between them and my kids, yeah, they're toast.
Like, right. But you have to know that you have that mindset.
You know, I don't really like this conversation.
I know.
It makes me think someone's going to break in.
No, but I mean, TX said, the best case scenario, you'll never think about it ever again. But you should think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Firearms instructor dude is like, keep shooting it.
Yeah.
Just, Lance?
Yay.
What do you think?
No guns in the house with children ever. There's chances of accidents. You're not going to have a shootout with a bad guy in your house. It's just a no-brainer.
You don't want to have a shootout, but like,
I feel like there are other ways. We can't jump from 0 to 100.
But if they have one,
someone suggested bear spray on text.
But you got to be close. I'm telling you, I have bear spray at my house.
I don't want to be close to the bear. I better not have to be close to the person.
Dan.
Ending? Yes.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think she should get a Byrna.
What's a Byrna? This feels like a knockout.
It's a less lethal firearm.
Oh, okay.
Or I don't even know if it's considered a firearm, but it's a less lethal gun, basically.
Is it
like a BB gun or something?
It has like really high pressure, and it can shoot kind of like BBs, but they're really hard pellets.
It sounds like a BB gun.
Best non-lethal self-defense products. Byrna.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys, I don't want to be this guy, but if somebody's on crack or whatever, like that's not going to hurt them.
Like, on crack?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, why are they on crack?
And now there's a bear?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I've been waiting patiently for the diary. But I need you to go back like 3 or 4 entries and read them all.
Because they were short enough that we could.
Yeah. It's
they
just
were
like
short.
We there was some travel in there, and I've killed a truck ton of brain cells. So what I remember her like gonna move out of the place with Kim and maybe in with Mom and maybe in with Mike.
And she was like, I've made up my mind. And then there was that weird little side entry that was like, I must be new at this whole making up my mind thing.
Right.
So we're like, what was the original plan?
Right.
That was December 15th and it jumped to February 2nd. So we skipped New Year's. Like we didn't hear about Christmas or New Year's.
Yep.
And then we've read February 2nd, which was about what she is living with.
Mike.
Okay.
She said that people were like kind of asking about marrying because they're living together. Remember, she's like 25. This is very, I guess it's not that young back 20 years ago when this was probably written. But,
she's definitely been dating him less than a year, right?
Yeah. They met July 4th.
She met him at the July 4th party.
People be asking about marriage. It just seems very like,
even
very
for
rushed.
20 years ago, that seems fast.
Well, you know, when you know.
Hear, hear. Mm.
Yeah, right? I mean, when you get older, you don't kick the tires for very long before you're like,
I'm glad I didn't marry the person I was dating at 25.
Is it weird? I kind of feel like she's an old soul. Like, I don't think she never writes like out at the club again last night. Oh my God, I got to make better decisions. She's not.
Yeah, she did have that massive hangover.
But that was after the Halloween party, wasn't it?
No, it was like early in the journal days.
It was
July?
It was
after the party.
Mike.
Yeah.
So
here's the thing. Like, she started this around her birthday, which was sometime in June or whatever, June. Right? And we're coming up. So she's going to be 26 here soon.
Yeah. So are you ready for the next
That's
entry?
All that happened? There was some comparison
stuff
or something.
She was comparing herself because Mike has lived with a girlfriend before, she hasn't lived with a boyfriend. And that was about it.
Okay. So that was in, that was February.
February 2nd.
Okay.
The next entry is July 4th.
Oh my God, woman. You are killing us.
I know.
Here's the other thing.
Hold on again. Don't yell at me.
I just want to point out one more thing for those of you following along in the diary on a daily basis. We have given ourselves 4 vetoes that if an entry is too short, we can ask for a second.
Yes.
Having done that, we've already blown 2 of them.
Yeah. Correct.
So we really have to buckle down here and be very, okay.
Yeah, and I am going to warn, handwriting is a little wacky today, which we know always gives us a sight to her.
Sorry, so she might be 26 now.
She is.
She has to be. Yeah. You think,
June is her birthday for sure.
Okay.
All right, July 4th with 3 lines under it. Woo, 1 year. He's got something planned, and I love that he still makes me a big deal. Guys, come on. I can't even keep going. It's so cute. Okay. Katie says I have to give her full credit.
For introducing him?
For her accidental matchmaking skills. There we go. I haven't seen her since my birthday. I'd waited my whole life for that surprise party, and it was totally worth the wait. Oh, so did Mike throw her a surprise party?
That's cute.
This is loopy, I'm in love handwriting, I think is what I'm getting.
But here's the thing, like, she's so in love that she didn't even feel the need to journal.
I know.
Yeah.
She's just living her best life.
Because you did ask, do these gaps mean she's angry or happy? And a lot of people said she's not writing because she's happy.
Yeah.
So she's just so happy there's nothing to get off your chest.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. My sister did have a bone to pick with you.
With me?
You said because of those gaps that people only write bad reviews on Yelp. She would like you to know that's not true. She might work at Yelp, but she does want you to know that is not true. And most people actually write 4 or 5-star reviews.
I'm going to say.
Sorry, mid-journal.
I almost never, like, I leave a place and I'm like, that was so awesome. I'll tell 10 of my friends, but I will definitely write a review if it sucked.
Okay, well, you can take that up with Christine.
Okay.
Okay. Keep going. I should put one of the pictures in here. In where?
In the
But
journal.
I keep forgetting. Oh, in the journal. Okay.
Diary or whatever we're calling it. Yeah.
Diary. It's funny that this book sits on my bedside table, but I don't seem to even write in it. Then again, I think about all the books I have on my bedside table too and laugh at myself. Like maybe she doesn't read either.
Oh. So she's, okay.
Oh, I'm going back to school in the fall. This whole 2 income thing is pretty handy. that's it.
Wait, that's the end?
Does she mean...
Wait, that you're saying that's the end?
That's the end of the entry. Is she saying two income because they're living in the same home or she has a second job?
No, two income. They're together. So he's helping enough.
Where like, instead they're of splitting owing, rent.
Yes.
So she's going back to school for what?
Well, we'll find out when you read the next entry right now because I'm about to use my bank.
No, you already used yours. Oh, no, Aaron used
I used mine.
I used mine.
Oh.
Can I just... I have a weird thing. You two women are in relationships and can like identify. No, he is, but
no,
I
was like, no, what's, but this especially is more the from surprise a, party one because Nick threw one for me for my birthday.
Here's the thing that I don't understand. Even if you're in a good relationship, would you ever leave your diary out? No way.
I was thinking that too.
100%. No, it's on her bedside table. No way am I leaving that out.
I do virtual therapy and my fiance leaves. He tries to leave the house when I'm doing it.
Of course.
To give me privacy.
Because that's your personal private thing.
But he like, would never open my diary.
Right.
I want to believe I wouldn't.
You it's too tempting.
Are not the kind of person that Aaron and I are with.
You know she's writing about you. If you're Mike, you know.
I do know someone who opened up his wife's diary. She had written that she had a crush on his friend. They got a divorce.
Okay, well.
So, just saying.
Like, I don't want people to hate me, but it's like, after the surprise party, I might go, like, pop it open and see if she liked it. Or try to figure out.
Mm. That sounds like a couple that's not communicating, Slacker. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
But I would say...
There you go.
But if you are communicating, then why would you have the need to journal, to write a diary?
Because like, we're already communicating.
Like, that's how I would think. Is like, why do you feel the need to do your private thing?
Oh, boys.
For sure. I'm with you.
No, I wanted to journal. I, to be honest, I don't think I'd open it because I am very sacred about things like that.
And you don't want to get your feelings hurt. I know you.
For sure.
Yeah, that would be really scary for you.
But it's sitting right there, and I'd want to know if I'm going to get hurt.
Yikes. Okay, well, I have good news.
Uh-huh.
Next entry is still in the month of July.
Yay! Ooh.
What year?
Honestly, amazing question. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. All right, so the next entry is coming up tomorrow.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I know I've said this before, and I don't want people to be mad at me, but I'm really trying to turn my life around.
Well, last time we talked about this, you threatened to punch me in the throat. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I forget. Oh, it's because you and your fiance, you do this sweet thing or whatever.
After
dinner hug, every night at dinner.
Oh my god!
Every night at dinner, we ask about the best part of our day. Oh god! We had an after lunch hug yesterday.
Oh god! I don't know. They're like pretty positive. You should try that.
Does it ever? Excuse me for. When you're talking with your fiance and you go, what's the best part of your day? Was it when we woke up together? Was it when we ate lunch? We went for that walk. We went shop. We did all this stuff. And he goes, it was when my buddy stopped over. And you go, what about all the time you spent with me? It's never that way. You know, it never feels like.
No. He's such a sweetie. He usually is like, when this thing happened for you. And I'm like, wow, I am way too selfish. So rarely would he. But also I'm like, I always say, pick something other than has to do with me.
But he knows he can't because you're
He does. Yeah. And then he does. It's often about our dog.
There's that way with kids a little bit where you have a super fun day. You take them to Elitch or in the mall and they get like all this stuff. And you're like, what's the best part? And they're like, when we watched that YouTube video. And you're like,
I dropped $300 on you today.
I wasn't even there for that.
Right.
I like the idea that you've compared my fiance to your child, though.
They're eerily similar.
He's trained a little better.
Here's what I'm trying today, this week. I'm trying manifesting. But I'm actually going to try it. I'm really trying.
What does actually trying it look like?
I like our midday girl, Heather.
Yeah.
Her social media is ridiculous.
Yeah. She's amazing.
And she came out of nowhere. Like we were just talking and she's like, I manifest everything. And she pulled out a manifesting book and I immediately got on Amazon and bought it. So I'm going to have to read.
So could I ask you also make a request? You don't really do social media. So if that's what you're manifesting, I'm real intrigued.
No. What I'm intrigued by is she went from nothing to huge.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just by believing in it.
Well, and putting in work for sure. It's not just like
she didn't go like
I believe. No, like she suddenly she the put videos hard work. Up
and
oh, then maybe. Yeah. Does anybody yeah. have a different thing where I don't have to do it?
What's your
have
what
you
are
read
you
the book yet?
Yeah.
No, what so you, I'm reading a different I'm listening to a different book.
Well, and this book is more of a journal because it has prompts.
Yes,
for you.
That's why you had to buy the book of this one. I couldn't just listen to it because it's like, stop.
Yeah.
Write down three things. Mm-hmm. Here's what like this book that I'm listening to, like immediately when I said I wanted to manifest to Erica, she was like, you're trying to get I don't. Did you say laid?
No, but you I said are you love. Looking for love?
Sure, sure. Yes,
but that's not very manifesty of
no,
me.
No, well, maybe. No, 100%.
Okay, cute. I believe in it for you.
Oh my god, you guys, I don't think I can do it because
with me.
Yeah. Oh, we know. Sorry.
Because the big thing is, if you really believe in this stuff, please text in and give me tips. Honestly, 303-222-5423. Can a person like me turn their life around?
Yes.
And make that
yeah, you're Aaron, like poster child for it happening.
The thing about it is, I firmly believe in the science of it because I believe in quantum physics is real. Like if
energy out, energy in.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you had to just close your eyes for a moment and think of me. Am I a plus sign or a minus sign?
You know what, though? You like to think you're a minus sign.
But don't opposites attract?
No, when it comes to manifesting, if you're a minus sign, you're bringing minus into your life.
But I feel like you operate that way. And then, like, don't you guys feel like then sometimes you see the plus side of Slacker? Yeah. You're not as grumpy as you think you are.
Well, that's kind of what I was going to say is you keep saying turn your life around, but... You've got a great life, man. You've got a lot of good happening for you that I don't think you want to turn around.
You're right.
Kids who love you, great job. Right. Listeners who love you.
Right.
Coworkers
who work with you.
Wow.
But I mean, like in this one book, they're like, you've got to stop. If somebody compliments me, I immediately say something snarky about myself back. I got to stop doing that.
Yes.
That's the energy you're putting out.
Correct.
No, I don't.
Right. Your beard looks great. Oh, God, no. It's terrible. I need to get back over and see Dave at Floyd's. Like, I can't just go, thank you. I need to learn
Accept
how to do that.
Accept the good in.
Yes.
You're, like, rejecting it.
Yes.
Interesting.
And then the weirdest thing, this is why I think it's real. Like, when it comes to love, you're supposed to manifest. You're supposed to know what you want, which I don't.
Maybe we need to work on a list.
But how could I manifest a girl if I don't know? That's like, I don't want to write down 5'4". Like, you can't.
You don't.
Like,
what about
but you're
the
supposed
vibe?
To.
What about the energy they give you? What about the things? Maybe they're driven. Maybe they
I
love
yeah,
animals.
I don't know if it's anything that's, like, appearance-based. I think it's more.
It's got to be appearance-based.
Okay. Well, nope. We keep trying to help you.
But, like, I want, like to TX's point, I don't want to, like, this show is awesome. I love this. So I don't want to screw it up. Do you remember?
You're not going to manifest yourself out of it.
You sure?
You were already thinking so negatively.
Oh boy.
That needs to change. You have to say, I love the show. It's great. We're going to keep being great. Not, I don't want to screw it up. Because then you will.
That is in the book. It's something that TX said.
You say this to me all the time about my anxiety.
The universe doesn't hear the don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you go, if I were to go, I don't want to screw this up, then I'm obviously going to screw it up. I don't want to drink tonight. Then I'm going to drink tonight.
Yeah, because it's in there.
Because you said drink tonight.
Right, your brain doesn't
and
recognize
like,
it don't.
It's that whole thing of like, I don't want to drink tonight. I don't want to drink tonight. So therefore, all I'm thinking about
is drink tonight.
Yes.
Man, okay. But then it makes me want to be like, I don't want $1 million. I don't want
that's exactly
a puppy to find
it doesn't
me.
Work like that. The universe can't be tricked. So I'm manifesting right now. I'm going to be stinking rich with a smoking hot.
What if they're just kind?
Yeah.
What if we focus on like the attributes of the woman who's going to enter your life?
They love you.
Yeah. Mm. Wow. That too. They won't leave you.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Instead, I'm going to win the Powerball.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, start there.
Do you know how much it is right now?
It's like over half a billion, I think.
Are you being serious?
Sorry, yeah. What is half a billion?
500 million?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And this you don't know what half a billion is?
Whoa. The numbers, I've never seen them so big.
Okay, I'm also going to manifest smarter people on the show.
It's $501 million.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. And do I have time to buy tickets? Is it tonight? What is the night?
It is tonight, I believe.
Okay.
How does the lottery work? I'm manifesting knowing
this. This is like your first lottery in Colorado.
Yes, and where I lived before in Utah, it was illegal. Oh. So I couldn't, that's why I haven't done it.
This is your chance.
Okay, so it's like $2 a ticket, I believe, still.
Mm-hmm.
Get your tickets by tonight. But if you don't and nobody wins, it'll go up more for Wednesday?
Yes.
But mm-hmm. It's, okay.
Yep. It keeps going until someone wins. You got to pick six numbers. You can add the little, what's the
power play or whatever.
Double play for an extra dollar, and then you're in another drawing for 10 mil if you don't win the first one.
Could you imagine winning even 10 mil?
Here's my thing.
Yes. Very vividly, actually.
Good manifesting.
Okay. I'm manifesting that a really beautiful girl is going to win the Powerball.
Yeah. And then come find you.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I want to prepare everyone. I'm going to ask a question about a wedding.
Yay.
This is actually really good. If there's any mother-in-laws listening, I would like your take on this.
Oh.
Not in a bad way. Okay. What's our number again?
303-222-5423. Yeah! Let's go!
Great. I'm officially a show member.
Yes. Okay.
So as everyone, a quick recap. Yes, I'm engaged. We're getting married next summer.
Wait, is this about your wedding or somebody else's wedding?
It's about my wedding.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I hate to say it.
To Erica's defense, she has not talked about being engaged, a proposal,
but
in
you
a
know,
while.
She
not
just
minutes.
Gave out the number and there's already texts in there going,
yeah.
Enough, we know. It's like, relax.
That's why I'm saying to her defense.
Yeah, it's like, just stop.
It's really settled down. I'm less.
I'm divorced. Planning.
Twice.
We know.
No,
I'm
single.
Oh, there's not going to be any texts for that. Actually, there probably will be. We always get a couple texts that are like, Slagger.
We got to get a new text service because they can't send pictures yet. And I'd like that a lot.
Oh, no.
What if they start sending inappropriate photos and then I'm vetting them? And
it's part you guys of my job, just, Erica. I can sift through those things.
You know, you guys could just slide into our DMs, right? But unfortunately, the rest of the show can see it. But
I think this is why we need to get you a private Instagram, like a personal one.
No,
I
was supposed. Here's the thing. I get DMs from women trying to get to Slacker. I have gotten pictures from
why
women.
Have you not
I have
sent
showed
them,
you. And you said no, thank you.
I did.
Clearly, it's been a while.
Okay.
So anyway, do you want
does
me
everybody
to...
want to give their Instas right now so people can slide into your DMs and
trying to get to Slacker?
In fact, no, here's what I want. Let's only give out Erica's because I want Erica in charge of if you want to send me some sort of filthy pic.
Oh,
send it to
I feel like
Erica Shea
with three A's.
I feel like that's illegal.
Yeah, it feels like it's giving HR violation.
Oh.
It's almost like
don't send dirty pictures.
Okay,
I was just
if
kidding.
You work you here, said. Don't send one. HR.
No, no, it's almost like revenge porn.
No, it's not. I don't actually want pornography.
Are you saying like there's no consent?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just like a lack of.
But that's illegal. You can't
for whom?
Share
me
for Erica.
From me.
Oh. You're right.
So how about you slide into my DMs if you'd like to date Slacker? I will vet you and get you his info to send the photos.
With the message, not a picture.
Okay, now that we've spent that much time about me, can we now talk about you getting married?
And what a turn that took.
Okay,
so the wedding is next summer. Obviously, I'm going to have bridesmaids. I'm already working on like helping them pick out dresses, all that.
It's weird that you haven't asked me yet.
Yeah, no, cool. I haven't helped. Did I miss that message?
Yeah.
Shoot, with Aaron, it does actually feel offensive.
Oh, no. With you, you're a boy.
Yeah, but it's the new era. Like, you could do whatever.
Yeah.
You could
I'll have flower coworkers. You guys can go down the aisle.
No, you have too many cute nieces and nephews.
I know.
Can't take jobs from them.
Well, maybe Slacker and I, we could warm up the audience a little.
Absolutely
before the ceremony.
Not.
Yes.
That, you know, they do that at big
like
shows.
You guys
like when they tape a
tell knock
sitcom.
Knock jokes.
Yeah.
Remember how good it went at live?
But we weren't prepared
with the dad jokes.
Oh, those were great.
Okay.
Oh my god. Okay.
So my mom and my mother-in-law have both, or future mother-in-law have both, been like, "So what do we wear?" And I just like didn't know this was my decision to make.
Do you want them? Oh
my
God. I
don't want them to match the bridesmaids. I feel like that makes them look like bridesmaids, which is
weird. I
had
my mom do that one time.
Are you comfortable sharing what color
my bridesmaids are wearing?
Yeah. Or just like the overall colors of your wedding.
Very pastels.
Okay.
Generally. So like I feel like they could wear pastels.
Yeah.
Or like a darker color of the bridesmaids.
Like Easter egg colors? Is that what
it's
we're talking
about? It's not Easter egg colors. If you had any taste, I could explain it to you, but you just aren't going to get it.
Cornflower.
Cornflower's in there.
Okay.
Cornflower blue.
Because that's the
And then there's like kind of an orchid colors. And then like some pinks and corals. Some salmon.
It's like almost like a sunset.
Yeah, but with some blue and purple.
There's blues and purples and sunsets.
Okay, you're right. So I don't know.
We should go back to talking about dating me.
We probably should.
Okay, no. Keep going. So the question on the table is, are you in charge of that?
Right.
Give them a color. Yeah. Mm. And then let them
Give them a palette.
Okay.
No, because
and
she
then
doesn't
a level
want
them- of. Well, I said
a level of
these
sophistication.
Are the bridesmaids' dresses. Maybe don't pick that.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, and then a level of formality. But I also don't want to be bossy. Like,
wait,
I'm
your
so
bridesmaids
afraid.
Aren't going to match?
No, they're going to be in all different dresses in a similar palette. Mm. Look, I've been
Is
in
this
a wedding.
A new thing?
Yes. Mm. I've been in because a wedding it, like this. Yeah. It was great.
That's how all of the weddings are now. They do not have matching dresses.
Ooh, it's easier for us to sneak up, Slacker. We don't need to match. We won't look out of place.
Oh my God, could you imagine three of you at the end of
Let's
the
go.
Line? These two in gowns?
Just like, oh yeah, oh yeah. Bearded up. Cause so here's the thing. Can I ask you about your bachelorette party?
Sure.
Because I saw some bachelorette parties recently.
Okay.
And they weren't doing the typical thing. They're doing something closer to what you're talking about. Like all the girls, there was three different bachelorette parties and they were all wearing the same thing. It was weird.
Uh-huh.
Like bride in a white dress.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Bridesmaids all in little black dresses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very common.
And then the bridesmaids were wearing scarves in what I believe to have been their colors. So one bachelorette party, they were all wearing pink scarves. One of them was doing exactly what you're talking about. Like a
bandana
a silk, like,
or something?
Yes. Not a, what do you, yeah, just something tied around their neck.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I don't even know what to say to this.
But everyone was doing it. It's like, if you're saying your thing with your bridesmaids' dresses is the trend, I'm telling you, I saw three different groups of them all doing that. And one of them, they were all in like the pastel colors. They all had, they each had a different color scarf. And I was like, oh.
I'm confused by, scarf is really
like
throwing
a silk
me.
Piece of fabric tied around their neck. How do I?
Multiple bachelorette parties wearing little like
ascots.
Mm-hmm.
That's
sure.
what it is.
Yeah. But it's because an ascot is tied. Like an ascot under your smoking jacket when you're, Jesus.
I just like don't care what it is. I just, what?
Okay.
Mike.
Anyway, what color scarf should the mother?
How do you tell your mother-in-law this is what you should wear?
I think, maybe you do a little Pinterest board of like.
Yeah, maybe I could give her a couple inspo pics. Oh my gosh, I never thought you'd have the answers to my questions, but now, here we are.
Send your DMs.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Slacker, I do this segment on the show called Teed Off with T-Hack. Maybe I get the intro ready, but I'm not sure we're going to use it.
Are because, you just like kind of?
Well, I feel like we might need to make an adjustment to this because something happened today that instead of getting teed off, I was delightfully surprised. And I feel like I got this.
So you need a second intro?
Do we need like the Feel Good Friday theme?
Maybe. Like, yeah. Because this is something that I've been teed off about before. And now I kind of want to take it back almost.
Huh. Oh.
Take it. T-Hack takes it back, maybe. Or just the.
With all the problems in the real world, T-Hack don't care. Since all the things that used to bug him are so unfair.
So.
And so let's take it back with T-Hack.
Real teed off today.
Okay, so this is confusing to everyone.
So yeah. I have complained before, specifically the parking lot of our building.
Yes.
Because the lines got really like faded over time and they came in to repaint the lines and didn't get rid of the old lines. So there were just haphazard lines there, in yeah. the parking
it
lot
was
forever.
Bad.
It's more
oh my
like,
gosh, what happened to that
I
side?
I just looked over. Yes. I never go to that side. Because
yes,
there
yes.
are times where it's just more like suggestions, and then people mm-hmm. don't. They're
I'll
like,
be real with you. Never noticed that. Never had a problem with the lines.
Oh God,
because it was
the,
all on this side.
Because I park on the
you
other
get
side.
To the one side of the parking okay. lot. Yes. It is anarchy over okay. there.
It is. It looks like when it snows and everyone's like, ah, who cares?
This
we'll
will
just
do.
Throw it in somewhere. I yeah. hate it, and especially because I get here at a time where people are already here, so you just got to take what's left. And then by the time I leave, the parking lot's mostly empty, and then you just see how terrible of a yeah. job I did, and I look like an idiot. And it's like, but I feel like I'm screaming at nobody.
Right.
It's like, you're it wasn't like, me. There were.
I swear it's not what it looks like. I'm not
cars.
The moron.
Yes, right. And now today, unbeknownst to me, I pull into the parking lot. It's freshly paved, brand new lines on that side. It's beautiful. They got rid of the old lines.
Except for... On the entrance, there's like a big crack. And so you have to go over it very slowly or else you're
yeah, it takes your whole car
oh
out.
My gosh, it's yeah. terrible.
Say, what?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah,
you never come in that way.
Yeah, this
Erica's
is so
never...
interesting. I park on the opposite side of all of you.
I don't think Erica knew this side of the building existed.
No, okay. No. Don't even put it in there now.
But it's so much nicer. I just
it
wanna,
is really nice.
I want to say, I'm negative a lot and this is something good. I'm like, this is a great surprise. I'm so happy. This kind of, it surprisingly made my day.
Because now of new painted lines?
Yes, I don't have to deal with the weird thing anymore. You're like, is that a spot? Or that's kind of half a spot, it looks like, because of the two lines overlapping each other. And now it's just
so
it's perfect.
Are you going to, are we on a quest to go back through everything that's ever teed you off and find a solution to it?
I don't know about that.
Like,
I don't know.
I'd like you to, somebody has approached me about this recently. This is kind of weird that we're talking about it. I'm trying to be more and more fit. And somebody talked to me about riding their bike more. And they're like, do you want to like get together and start riding our bikes?
Cute.
But they were like, we can never ride in Parker. And I was like, why can we not? And they're like, because Tiak might kill us.
Oh, yeah.
Because Tiak literally hates bikers.
Yeah.
But like, maybe you can find your way clear to that. Maybe you can join our biking crew.
Join a bike gang.
Doesn't need to like get killed himself.
I have considered buying a bike.
Oh,
Stop right now.
I've considered it.
Hey, are you okay?
I've considered it because it seems like a great way to stay in shape. But I wouldn't be in it. I wouldn't be in anyone's face about it. I'd be just doing laps in my neighborhood. I wouldn't be on main roads.
That feels
I wouldn't
like
be
the wrong way to do it.
You're not doing it right. You got to get out there, man. You got to move.
Do the long travel. You're going to do two laps and call it good.
Get the little thing that clips on and then you can put your daughter in there.
Oh.
Yeah, I could do that. But all the time when I get mad at the bikers, you two are like, they're just biking to work. They're minding their own business. No, they're not. They never have a briefcase with them. They're always okay. in the spandex.
Who has a briefcase?
And now you're like, that's not the way to do it. You got to get out
there.
Did
you bring a briefcase?
I have a bag.
Well, so maybe they have a backpack on.
No, they don't. I can see.
But the other thing that you don't understand. Oh, my God.
Basically in my windshield.
The other thing that you don't understand. Like, this is. Erica, I just want to bring you up to speed on the biker thing.
Yeah.
He thinks they should be on the sidewalk.
Bad idea.
Because they
Very
need to be
bad.
Killing pedestrians. The sidewalk is for pedestrians. If it has wheels and goes fast, that's where they need to be.
They don't go fast. That's the problem. That is the problem. They don't go fast. They're a bike. I'm in a car. They're not going fast.
Not
also,
faster
I also
than
I say
you
should be on the sidewalk or one of the beautiful bike trails. We live in Colorado. They're everywhere. What are you riding down Arapahoe
because
for?
What if the trail doesn't go to their work?
What are you
work?
On Bellevue for? What is a sightseeing?
Or their trail doesn't go to their home, given his point about work.
I don't have a trail.
They ride around your neighborhood like I'm doing. That's what I'm saying.
You guys, we took a really beautiful moment and turned it into
I'm
him screaming
off.
Again.
Screw those lines.
Oh. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story about a solemn moment turned lighthearted. Light farted.
No.
And I've got a story that will remind you to always pay your debts.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Maryland.
See, buddy, we just, It's like we're all looking at
I'm hey, like, they're like, yeah, yeah, give me some of that Old Bay on my crab.
Facts. Okay, yeah. Got it.
One of my best friends is from Maryland. That's all I know about it.
Okay.
So this woman who's 51 years old named Janice, she had a man who owed her $7.
Ooh, $7. That goes a long way in Maryland.
A lot of Old Bay.
Oh my gosh, you could get a lot of Old Bay for $7, I bet. Well, this man was someone that Janice had known for several years, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she tried to get that $7 from him over and over again. On July 3rd, she said, you know what? I've had it. She showed up and she set his home on fire. And
what?
Yeah.
Over $7?
Yeah. Apparently they argued first and then he wasn't giving her the $7. So she returned with gasoline, poured it on the front door, ignited it, and sped off on a bicycle. He was able to get the fire out before authorities even arrived. But
she's going to jail.
Yep. A slew of charges.
For $7.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Don't say it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, no. Seven.
Okay. Who do I owe money to?
I'd pay it. Venmo right now. You don't even have to do your story. Just go pay some debts.
Well, my story is out of Seattle.
It's raining here, bro.
We've got Grey's Anatomy, bro.
Have you ever had Starbucks, bro?
Okay, all right.
Spot on. There was a family. They were mourning the loss of a loved one, unfortunately.
No. But I bet it was raining, bro.
Okay.
They were out on the boat.
Okay.
And they had the ashes of their mother, who they were spreading on the boat.
Okay.
And they were using a free version of a streaming service.
Okay.
Not quite sure what that is.
Okay, yeah. Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just get the Audacy app?
Or just play radio.
AUDACY.
Yeah, it's free and it's all free. That. So they were using this version. They were playing Frank Sinatra's The Impossible Dream.
Oh!
During this emotional moment when an ad popped up.
Oh, that does happen on those free ones. Yeah.
It was an ad for someone. What do you do when you're feeling constipated?
Oh.
It had... Quote in the story, this is directly from the news source.
Oh, I can't wait.
A wet fart sound effect.
At the beginning of the ad. In it the starts ad, yeah. with
I think,
like...
I think throughout the ad.
So how does that song end? How does the song end?
I don't know. The Impossible Dream. Yeah, then...
dream! The
Exactly! Yeah.
I think what's worse is that a lot of those ads are targeted. So now your whole family knows what you've been Googling.
Gross.
Everyone on the boat had a sense of humor. They cracked up and said, his mom really needs to get Spotify Premium. Or get the Audacy app for free.
Yes, AUDACY.
Oh my God.
You do it so much better than me. Those were... Oh, he's still going. Ladies, show some respect. Let him finish. Okay, those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.